1 week ago, health consultants and the mayor's office revealed health insurance options. In an effort to bring stability to what has been a heavily government-subsidized health insurance program, city employees were being asked to pay much more. In some cases, individual and family monthly premiums would double. Mostly firefighters and their families protested outside City Hall Tuesday. When they got inside, there were more ill feelings expressed. Sharessa Crovo is the wife of a fireman.
And I keep hearing, oh, in the private sector, we have to pay for our health insurance. Guess what? In the private sector, you usually get a higher salary, so that offsets the health insurance.
Lexington Mayor Jim Gray says past concealment of the real costs of employee insurance can't continue.
I think what we're going to have to consider quickly is what can we do, if anything, associated with budget cuts to meet these needs.
The prescription for a potential short-term fix came from Urban County Councilmember Kevin Stinnett. He won approval to spend almost $2 million to maintain premiums at the current level for workers under the so-called Platinum Plan. Stinnett admits the monthly premiums might stay the same, but the benefits won't.
You'll have deductibles, whereas you don't have one now. But that's better than paying an extra $200 out of your paycheck.
The mayor, health consultants, and certain council members plan to work today on fitting costs with benefits. It could mean a whole new plan. Open enrollment was set to begin in November. Now it's possible that sign-up period could be pushed back. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.